Happy Monday. This is the 172nd day in the year of 2021. Remaining are 193 days left in the year. So, it's not too late to take that vacation and learn how to ski on the waters on the seven seas of the world. Those of you who like to water ski, it's still time. The official day of summer has not arrived, and the weather is beautiful, even though we have been having a lot of rain and a lot of storms, but still, it's been beautiful. And maybe some of you agree and some of you do not. So let us not complain, but let us be thankful for today. Welcome to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims, live here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Streaming live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download a free app called TuneIn in your gallery or your app store and search WWGH once you download that free app called TuneIn. Okay? It will be there for you whenever you want to listen to the many programs we have to offer you. You can also call in if you have any questions or want to be a part of the program by calling 740-383-9944. Except today, I will be having a call-in interview today with Miss Tara Dyer, which many of you may know. And those of you who do not know, I'll be glad to introduce her to you when she calls in at 4:30. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515, or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, but unfortunately, they will not be having free produce until July the 17th, and it will begin at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Please mark your calendars. Free produce will take place July the 17th from 12 noon to 2 p.m. at the Logos Christian Ministries Church at the above mentioned address. I'd like to give my condolences to the family of Pastor Jackie Peterson. I was informed earlier today that she had lost another loved one. I don't know if this is COVID related or not, but we know that she lost her mother in October of 2020 to COVID, and they're still trying to rebound from that. So lift her up in prayer, her and her family, and give her our love always. Thank you for that. We have Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio, also 740-382-8552. Last but not least, Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 29 years of experience working for you. The owner, Cheryl Lee. Location, LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-262-0939. I have an announcement. Okay, we will be talking about this announcement later on in the conversation with Tara Dyer. Marion Black Joy Summerfest is presented by the Marion Voices Folk Life Plus Oral History Program at the Marion County Historical Society. This will take place June the 26th, 2021, which is next Saturday. It will begin at 12 noon until 7 p.m. at Martin Luther King Park on Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue, formerly Cass Avenue, on the west end of town in Marion, Ohio. Please mark your calendars. Please share this information with others who may be interested in attending this event. It will be our first event of this magnitude. I think there will be a live band, there will be vendors there, and a somewhat reenactment of Black history in Marion, Ohio. So please mark your calendar, share this information with others. Marion Black Joy Summerfest, okay, June the 26th, this Saturday at 12 to 7 p.m. at Martin Luther King Park on Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue, formerly Cass Avenue, on the west end of town in Marion, Ohio. Hope to see you there. I like to start my show off with a thought for today. The thought for today is titled Spiritual Tolerance. And let's see what it has to say about spiritual tolerance. Tolerance is based on going beyond the superficial things that divide us. Got choked. Excuse me. It's the result of turning within and coming to know the self. If I can deal with my own ego, then my own anger can be resolved. And that's a big one. This goes a long way in resolving external issues too. With my own ego out of the way, I will be able to handle anything. Otherwise, it's just the same old thing. You versus me, yours versus mine, and etc. Intolerance. If I am unselfish and honest in my heart and am concerned about others' needs, then I will be full enough to give. I should be understood. Changes to I should understand. Not they should change, but I will give what's needed. Patience, peace, and maturity develop. Spiritual tolerance cultivates innate wisdom, the kind you can't get from books. Tolerance is based on going beyond the superficial things that divide us. It's the result of turning within and coming to know the self. If I can deal with my own ego, then my own anger can be resolved. This goes a long way in resolving external issues, too. With my own ego out of the way, I will be able to handle anything. Otherwise, it's just the same old thing. You versus me, yours versus mine, and etc. Intolerance. If I am unselfish and honest in my heart and am concerned about others' needs, then I will be full enough to give. I should be understood. Changes to I should understand. Not they should change, but I will give what's needed. Patience, peace, and maturity develop. Spiritual tolerance cultivates innate wisdom, the kind you get from books. Wow, now that's a mouthful. I don't know if I can exhort on that or not. I will give it my best shot. Tolerance is based on going beyond the superficial things that divide us. Now, I do believe in that. Because if we do work on ourselves and on our own attitudes and our own emotions, then, you know, we have a lot more control about how we act and react to different circumstances and situations and other and what other people are dealing with. Then we would have more patience for other people, more kind words to give to them, no matter how they fall short or where they fall short. Because we are all human beings, made in the image and likeness of God, and have been given a certain amount of faith, gifts, and talents. So let me deal with me, and you deal with you. Then maybe we can get along better, have a decent and prosperous conversation. Some things, you know, we take for granted. Sometimes we think that other people can read our minds, or we may say certain things that go through our mind and people don't get the full understanding. and then they may respond in a negative way, then you're upset because they did not give you, because you did not give them the full understanding of what you're saying. And sometimes I do that. Sometimes I think what I'm going to say and only part of it comes out. So that leaves people like, well, what is she talking about? You know? So I know I need to work on me each and every day. I know that. And I try to do my best. I also send out my condolences to my friend's family, Marianne White, formerly Marianne Johnson, who lived in Marion, Ohio, some years back. But we met when we were 12 years old, and we became sisters. Sisters. We even tried to do the blood sister thing by putting a little, you know, drawing blood from our veins and putting our wrists together and all that. We even went through all that. And 12 years old, you know, I was the oldest of my siblings, at least 6 years older than the next one, and she was the only girl in her family. All the rest were brothers. And she came to visit years ago in the 80s, and we connected. She brought her two granddaughters here at that time, but I loved her as a sister, and I'm going to miss her and talking to her very much. So let us lift up her family in prayer, her children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. She had five children, and out of those five children, I think she ended up with 18 grandchildren and over 20-something great-grandchildren, and that is rich. Like God told Abraham, look as far as you can see, and I will make you a man of father of many nations. And that was, he was considered rich because of the seed that God was going to give him. So I consider people with large families rich. Maybe not in money, but rich. Like Abraham was rich. Okay. But Abraham had some money too. All right. All right. So we're getting ready for Tara Dyer to call in. And hopefully I made a little sense of this. Spiritual tolerance. But like I said, it's a beautiful day and we've had rain and all that, but that's okay. That's okay. I did not remember locking my car, so I just had to find my keys and make sure I locked my car door. Alrighty. Patience, peace, and maturity develop. Spiritual tolerance cultivates innate wisdom, the kind you can't get from books. Tolerance is based on going beyond the superficial things that divide us. It's the result of turning within and coming to know the self. If I can deal with my open ego, then my own anger can be resolved. You ever talk to someone and they always sound angry and their face always looks like it's there's an angry expression on their face? I'm like, what is that about? What are you so angry about that you can't have a decent conversation with someone? We really need to deal with ourselves and what's going on with us emotionally. Because it's kind of ugly. You know, you make people feel like they're less than you because of your temperament and even the sound of your voice and the expression on your face. I'm like, I try not to do that. I'm really, like I said, I'm really working on me, you know. God wants us to love one another, no matter what we look like, no matter where we come from, no matter what color we are, how tall we are, or what color hair we may have, no matter how far in school you went, how much money you have in your pocket, okay, or don't have. God still wants us to love one another. Alrighty. Tara Dyer, we're waiting on you. So I called her. She said she would be calling in. She would not forget. Yes. Alrighty. Should be any moment now. So what are you doing for the 4th of July? Believe it or not, it's just around the corner. Do you have your fireworks ready? They say that we will be having our Marion County Fair, which we do every year except for last year, and that was because of COVID. Okay, here she is, Tara Dyer. Hello, WWGH. Hello, it's me. Tara?
Hello.
Tara Dyer?
Linda?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, just barely, though. What should I do?
Can you hear me a little better?
A little better, yes.
Okay, great. Great. Alrighty, how are you today?
I am so blessed. And yourself?
Same. Praise God.
Weather okay. Is nice and off and on rain, though. But we got a nice breeze going now.
Yeah, that's true. And right now, rain is kind of normal.
Yeah.
It seems to be. Or the threat of it.
Or the threat of it. That's so true.
Yeah. So I did introduce you. I know you are a teacher, an educator. Did I leave out anything?
Teacher, educator, mother, grandmother. If I mute in between, it's because my youngest grandson, who will be turning one in a couple of days, is walking around and tearing up stuff like he normally does. So I might mute in between our conversations and your questions, if that's okay.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Oh. Preston, I hear him in the background.
Yeah, Preston.
Yeah, he said, this is his interview, Grandma.
Yeah. His Preston's father had an injury where he had to have surgery. And, it's not ACL, but it's one of the tears. And so I just go get Preston. So his dad is getting around the house on a scooter. So I said, there's no need for him to chase a toddler as well. So I just go get him and bring him over and let him tear up my house instead.
Well, that's a good grandma.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good grandma there. Now, I know that we've had several events in reference to June 19th, which is proclamation of... I don't know. I had it down. But anyway.
It's historical for many reasons.
Explain that to our listeners.
A part of the history of the United States that's not often talked about, nor is it mentioned in a lot of history books, but on that April, that's my birthday, on that June 19th date, that official date signifies when slaves were actually communicated to the fact that the war was over and freedom. That's why you'll see a lot of the pictures that have the chains broken, and it says Freedom Day, those type of things. That is significant in history. So I mean, 1865, June 19th. So you're not going to read a lot about it in history books, but that's why we, the Marin Minority Commission, the Black Heritage Council, and the Peace and Freedom Committee thought it was just important to commemorate this time by doing a lot of different things in our community.
Right, and that Proclamation of Emancipation.
Right.
Right. Okay. I knew it was.
For a specific demographic, African Americans,
right.
Not to be confused, or trying to cancel out any other particular historical fact, but just educating as to another component in history that occurred to a group of enslaved Americans who didn't get the memo that they were free.
Right, right, absolutely. So how big was it that President Biden signed this into law as a national holiday, or is it just for federal?
Federal, but we here in Marion have been doing different activities, trying to educate. I know Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, several years ago, they used to always have a dinner and a yard sale. And probably about 6-7 years ago, the Peace and Freedom Committee, 3 years ago, started doing formal programming in collaboration with the Marion Public Library, again, the education piece. And several individuals as well as organizations have been doing different things to commemorate this special day. So it was huge to get recognition from the President of the United States that this is a holiday that needs to be commemorated. So, yeah, it was a big deal.
I think so, too. It really was a big deal. And I know we started out with the community walk. What's your summation of that event?
Yeah, the Freedom and Fitness Walk at, it was a kickoff at The Ohio State University. You could walk 1 mile, 2 miles, or 3. And, don't you think I thought that was very well attended, don't you think?
I do too, for our first one. I really do.
Yeah, it was nice. I think the t-shirts were available for a nominal fee, and I've seen people rocking those t-shirts in the community, proud of the fact that Marion did have an event recognizing the kickoff for Juneteenth. So, shout out to The Ohio State University, Dean Rose, and Assistant Associate Dean Leslie Beyer-Hermson for, for providing the space for this particular activity. And shout out to all the people who came and enjoyed the nice weather, the camaraderie, and the fitness that was associated with this commemoration.
Yes, I thought it was very therapeutic. Even if you didn't walk, I thought so.
Well, you couldn't walk. You were too busy registering people.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, I was exuberated and, also, you know, just seeing their anticipation.
And making sure, giving certificates. Yeah, yeah, you had a very instrumental role.
People were excited about it. They were. People that came to participate, they were excited, and they were willing and ready to go do that walk, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, you know, we, as a Marion Minority Commission component, said the day after we need to start planning, or we started the plan so that we can do bigger, better, stronger next year with you know, the participation and, you know, perhaps even vendors, and just the planning stage is the sky is the limit.
Absolutely. And last Saturday, also, the success of the blood drive, how did that go? And what was the importance of that?
Just a little background information for your listeners. So we were approached by the United Way of Marion, Crawford, and Wyandotte County, and they have what they call bold goals. And so Leslie Snyder reached out to Laura Troutman and myself, and she said, we're trying to collaborate with the American Red Cross, and we want to hook them up to some community leaders in the African American community, because the blood drive is specific, and specifically we're trying to get African Americans to donate blood so that they could have a specific type of blood for African Americans. So because of Leslie and the United Way of Marion, Crawford, and Wyandotte County, then we started having some conversations. And so they said, hey, well, why don't the three organizations come together, the Peace and Freedom Committee, the Black Heritage Council, and the Marion Minority Commission, why don't you come together and let's host something. You know, you guys just go ahead and host. And we said, great. And then we said, well, why don't we do it on Juneteenth? And the overwhelming response was like, yeah, that would be one of the activities that we could do on Juneteenth as a part of the commemorative process. So we got together with all the organizations. Thank you, Leslie, and the United Way, and also the American Red Cross for allowing our organizations to host the first annual Your Type Saves Lives blood drive. So we've got an annual, you know, freedom walk, freedom and fitness walk. We have an annual blood drive. So we got two annual events. So that gives us a head start on our planning for next year's Juneteenth. The blood drive also had, we had a vaccine clinic, Marion Public Health. So thank you, Marion Public Health, for coming out and providing that vaccine clinic. And I know we had at least one person get the vaccine. So it was a very exciting day.
Right, good. It really was. I enjoyed it. The little time I was there, I enjoyed it very much. Woo, maybe next year I'll give blood.
Yeah, you know, that was the first time I ever gave blood. And, you know, I posted some pictures on my Facebook, and, you know, people are saying, well, what type are you? And I said, I don't even know what my blood type is. But so that's something I'll have to find out.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. And
but, yeah, and we had red foods there.
Sure did.
We had a phenomenal group, and we had a little competition going with the African American churches, and to see whose church would have the most participants. And happy to announce that Logos Christian Ministry was a church that had the most members. And we also had a $25 gift card to Walmart for the first four people to sign up and actually donate blood.
Okay.
And let me tell you those names, too, so in case your listeners, one we know was Pastor Jackie Peterson. Bobby, I think you say her name, Allspaugh, and I know she was from the the county building. She worked at the county building because I talked to her. She was trying to be a six-gallon contributor. Barbara Arms was a winner. And also Lindsay Lester.
Okay.
So those participants will be receiving a $25 Walmart gift card.
That was great. A lot of incentive. And hopefully when this is done, 2022, we'll have more participants and some more incentives to get people out there to give
right.
more blood.
Well, this was a good one, though, Linda, because we only had 40 slots.
Right.
And I think we ended up having, like, I think we turned people away.
Really?
Because I don't know if they didn't think that there would be that many people that signed up or what, but we ended up turning, like, Tom Panett, our city treasurer, he got turned away because he we didn't have a slot for him.
I saw
so
him
it was
an
overwhelming
leaving.
Success.
Wow. That was overwhelming. Yay. And the three entities working together. That's also big. As
yeah.
one group.
So, but I don't want to confuse people. And I, you know, you and I talk about this all the time, that there are, you know, three distinct African-American organizations, you know, the Marion Minority Commission and the Black Heritage Council and the Peace and Freedom Committee. And sometimes when all of us collaborate, all these organizations collaborate, it can cause some confusion, especially because I'm a member of all of those and
mm-hmm.
stuff. And but I do want recognition to be out there for each unique and individual organization, but this was a collaborative process between the three.
Right, right. And both events have been a success, and we do have one coming up this Saturday.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Marion Black Joy Summerfest. That should be a
yeah,
big
one. Yeah, and then we'll end June with many great things that have been nicely done and well thought out and planned. So that's going to be at Martin Luther King Park from 12 to 7.
Right, it will be. And what is the importance of this particular event?
Yeah, you think we'll have good weather for it?
I'm praying.
You know what they...
Have you heard anything?
I didn't even look. I'm afraid. Because we were supposed to have vendors at the blood drive, but the torrential rains that greeted us when we got up on Saturday morning was like, no, we cannot be putting vendors out in the parking lot.
That's true.
They will be drenched.
Right now, it seems to be a 54% chance of rain on Saturday. That can change.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be great weather. And my subgroup is in charge of, like, we're going to have a Bidwist tournament, a space tournament. We'll have cornhole as well as dominoes. Mike Brewer is going to be there. Showing and discussing genealogy, and he's going to use my family as an example
okay.
of some of the things that my father, Homer McDuffie, did from his trek to the South, from the South to Marion.
Okay.
And we're going to have vendors there, and we'll have music and some dancing, and so it's going to be some food, fun, and some fabulous activity there.
That's true.
What was your group, Linda?
Leisure. like sports and somewhat entertainment, like the parks.
Say again?
Leisure.
All right.
Yeah. Sports, parks, and things like that. Things that, you know, we would do for entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so was that fun doing the research?
Tedious, but yeah, when you find different things, you get excited. I know I did. Some of those things are right in front of my face, and I was still looking for it, and then all of a sudden I thought, there it is right there.
You know? Wow.
So, and, you know, looking at the, going to Heritage Hall and talking with Brandy there and seeing the area that they have cleared away for the Black Heritage, you know, going back from when we came back, which is a pretty large space that they have.
Yeah, the permanent exhibit that's going to be at the Marion County Historical Society. Yeah.
It is exciting.
And yeah, that's amazing. And I think the Marion Public Library is even going to have a book walk out on display at the Summerfest, as well as another vaccine clinic presented by, in collaboration with the Black Heritage and the Marion Public Health. And if you get a vaccine, you get a free shirt. So.
Well, that's a little incentive.
A little, yeah.
Free shirt. And possibly longer life.
Yeah, possibly, yep.
You know, because everybody didn't survive COVID.
You know? Well, and just give people something to do on a Saturday and come out, because the whole idea, I think, is reflective of a diverse population that lives in Marion, and just like Juneteenth, we're striving to understand the influences that different cultures had on the general makeup of Marion. So for Juneteenth, for the Summerfest, as well as the permanent exhibit, I think the people in Marion will be very pleased with what they will discover.
I think so, too. I think so, too. I mean, we're putting a lot of work into this, and, you know, we're anticipating a crowd and people to come out and see, you know, the history of Black Americans or Africans or Black people in the city of Marion, Ohio, and why some of us came this way, why some of us still are here today, you know.
Yeah,
and have raised our families here, you know, how many generations have you?
Many.
Yeah.
And we're going to have so I'm calling right now for family reunion shirts so that you can hang your family reunion shirt on the line and tell a story about your family and how the concept of your shirt came about. Are there any meaningful symbols on the shirt? What was the theme? And so we'll have meaningful conversation surrounding T-shirts. So if you have a T-shirt and you want to participate and have an interactive experience with the Summerfest, bring your T-shirt, pin it on the line, and it's only going to be on display on that day, so it's not like you have to give us your T-shirt forever.
Right.
It's just for that particular time. You want to have that interactive experience that's meaningful, and I think we'll find that there are more ways that we are alike than we are different. So it's going to be a great conversation.
Looking forward.
So bring your T-shirts. The pin on the line.
Yeah. I had one. I'm going to have to look at and find it. I didn't get the new one they had at our last family reunion that we had before Aunt Georgia May died.
I mean, that, ooh, Aunt Georgia May, 100 years old, right, when she passed?
She passed, I think it was before 2020 came in, I think. I think it was before COVID.
Say again, Linda. I'm having an awful time here.
I'm sorry. I think it was before 2020 came in with COVID. I think she had already passed that December. Right before it. Isn't that something?
Well, I remember there was that parade for her birthday. Remember with the cars?
Oh, yeah. I was in it. Absolutely. I remember. I sure
do. Those are the type of stories we want to hear.
Absolutely.
And talk about.
She knew all that history. I don't think she ever forgot anything. She could tell you who you were related to and down through five or six generations. And she herself had five generations with at least three or four of her own children.
Mm. Well, you know, Marian Voices interviewed her. And Mount Zion interviewed her because that is how they remember the age of the church, by her birthdays and her age.
And that's something. Wow. So what does the future look like for us, Tara?
Huh?
What does the future aspirations look like for us as Marian Minority Commission or Peace and Freedom?
We just got to keep the future depends on how receptive our audiences are to remedy social justice and to continue doing the social justice work. I believe our work is important. I believe that allyship is important, and I don't want this to be like Juneteenth history that's not discussed or talked about. The relevancy of the different people who made Marian Marian, I think, is so important. I see there's a huge banner on Mount Vernon Avenue that there is a Hispanic festival coming up. I don't know the date or whatever, but I did see that banner. And I think it's because we do this work that provides comfort in different other cultures, feeling comfortable enough to get out and celebrate their cultures as well. So it's just the respect kind of thing, the ease of talking about cultural differences. So our future, I think, is bright.
Amen. I agree.
We just have to keep planning. We have to follow through. We have to be inviting, and we have to do the work. You know, we can't get tired.
That's true. And the other entity is Black Heritage Council. I'm sorry about that. But that happens.
Yeah.
And you know what? Believe it or not, we are out of time. I thank you so
much. I told you.
Yes.
I told you and I could go.
At such a short notice, me getting in contact with you earlier today. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you, Preston, for being so nice.
As you got a fly swatter, but thanks for inviting me.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Linda, you know, I'd love to sit down and talk.
The place is WWGH 107.1 FM. We're on in team with WWGH, and we have a lot for you today, including the person we've been talking about for such a long time that was going to come again to WWGH.